Yeah, I've never tried that. I see, I like the Radiodity company. That's who I bought from in the past. They've gone ahead and issued their own software for the X3 model, saying once your radio's messed up, their software won't fix it. But I saw a trick on YouTube that if you're willing to spend the money and get a Virgin radio in the box, download what the Virgin has, and then you can put that in the radios you already own, and your 220 will start working again.